Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 as a pop or kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, but Doug loves movies.
Hey, everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies. This is Doug Loves Movies, coming to you from the Upright Citizens Brigade Theater in Los Angeles, California, on Tuesday, February 5th, 2 Ocean's 13. It's day five of me getting drunk as shit. Actually, I haven't been drinking that much, actually. I only had one hangover day out of 5 days of being able to drink. And, that you know about anyway. Wink. I'm supposed to do that. Since last I spoke, you listened. I did a Benson TV interruption at CineFam of a sports program with a concert in the middle of it and a bizarre power outage. And my fellow super interrupters were Megan Nuringer, Matt Myra, Rory Scovel, and Moshe Kasher. So that was a super fun time. Thanks to all who came to that, especially those who brought delicious food. The next members-only TV interruption of Cine Family will be on February 24th. You guys know what's on that day. And so if you belong to Cine Family and live in L.A., bring a hot dish. And something for us to eat. From the corrections department, a guest on my show, I think it might have been Nick Kroll, said that the Raid Redemption was made in the Philippines. Maybe I said it. Somebody said it, according to somebody that listens to this show. And it was actually shot in Indonesia. Yeah, so now we can all fall asleep at night. Now that that's been corrected, San Francisco Bay Areans. That sounds bad, Bay Areans. Let me rephrase it. San Francisco Bay Area white people. Saturday, February 9th. That's this Saturday. I'm going to try to fill the Castro Theater at 4:20 in the afternoon for an interruption of Twilight Uno, with Greg Barrett, Michael Ian Black, Zach Galifianakis, and Patton Oswalt, schedules permitting, sfsketchfest.com. I think some of you are thinking road trip. This theater has 1,400 seats. You could get there 2 seconds before it starts and pick amongst 500 or 600 seats.
Hey, everybody. Producer Ryan here. Doug's show on Saturday at the Castro is actually sold out. So if you don't have tickets already, good luck.
It's crazy. I mean, I don't know. Who knows? Maybe I had to leak all the names. Normally, I like to keep it a secret. A couple people asked me today on Twitter, could you give us a hint about tonight? And I shut them down. I said, no, just show up and find out. I plan or hope to continue with the next Tournament of Championships very soon, depending on the availability of the guests who have qualified to compete thus far. Here's who's in the running for the next Tournament of Championships. Graham Elwood, Paul Scheer, Brad Williams, Wee Man, Jerry O'Connell, Paul Rudd, Ken Jennings, Jeopardy, Ken Jennings, Jeff Garland, believe it or not. I don't know how he... I can't believe we played the game whenever he was here. Sean Cullen, Joe Parsons from Master Pancake in Austin, Texas, Judge John Hodgman, and John Lithgow have all... Lithgow, oh, excuse me, pardon me. Much apologies to Go-Go Lithgow. So yeah, that's an eclectic and very busy bunch of dudes. There's no ladies in there. I don't know how Tig didn't squeak in. And... So I'll try to, you know, whenever I can get all three of those folks together in one room, the tourney will continue. Prize bag has tons of stuff in it. I feel like most of it I should just mention once the guests get out here. But a couple items I want to particularly point out, though, is a Doug Loves Movies t-shirt, a Smug Life CD from the Burning Love episode that we did over at Meltdown Comics last week, a box of Frosted Flakes. It was Tony, that was his name tag, and you guys might trust it. It's unopened, so the winner might trust it. But me, I'm gonna pay it forward and not eat these particular Frosted Flakes. Because I think they would make me say they're good enough. And then, very exciting prize in the bag. Has nothing to do with the guests. I wish. This would be like, this is my dream show now. My new dream show is to have the three leads from Twilight. Let's find out what they know about movies or just knowing how to interact like human beings. Because they are very special people. And so this is a magazine all about Twilight, the complete journey. Which, that's horseshit. You know that Warner Brothers, is it Warner Brothers? Whoever the studio is behind it absolutely has to make more. Like, they'll just get, it'll be like Teen Twilight or whatever. Like it wasn't already. But maybe not, maybe they won't get a 27-year-old to play a immortal high school student. There's more stuff in the bag, but let's get him out here. Exciting show, four chairs, one person's running late. Please welcome, from the upcoming movie Hell Baby, Alex Berg, Ricky Lindholm, and Tom Lennon. I don't know what Tom is making out with a... really giving it to somebody in the crowd. It's really... It's a dude, you're really... What, you were nuzzling that dude's... Already with the handkerchief? Are you... Is this... Were you on Evening at the Apollo in another life?
Doug, let me tell you something.
What was that? Why'd you do that to that dude?
You know, when I come into the room, I like to make a personal connection with somebody. And it usually involves being super erotic and awkward.
Well, you've done it. You've done what you like to do.
I've done what I like to do.
It works for you.
I feel like Tom is really far away.
We got that extra seat open for a special mystery guest whose name I held back, yes. And we'll announce
how,
it
John
if
Wayne,
and when it appears.
John Wayne would like bite a horse on the nose to show it that he was in charge. I do that by making out with the sweatiest guy in the room when I walk into a comedy venue. Try
it's a real tight race in the sweaty competition right next to him. Not that lady. Don't look at that lady. Oh, here we go. Get that guy.
No.
Get him.
I'm glad we're reliving the glory.
Yeah. Yeah. He probably gets a lot of attention being the Travelocity spokesman and all. But now, where's Juliet tonight, Nomeo? Gotta bring it back to movies, right?
Oh!
He's got a beard. That's the only reason I'm calling him those things. Comedy's so easy. People will laugh at random cruelty. Okay, so you got wine in the beer and the plastic cup variety, and
where'd you go,
Bud Light,
where'd you go,
and you're playing.
Where'd you go? Follow the bud. Follow the bud. You ever been to New York City?
You played three card Monty with alcoholic beverages.
Yeah.
And yeah, I hope
so.
You,
is Ricky, by the way.
I hope you enjoy them all.
In my defense,
Ricky,
double fisting Bud Light and red wine.
All right, so
yeah.
Let's go through and give each of you individual credit. Let's start with Tom Lennon is here, everybody, and he. Not only does he make a connection with an audience, does that mean when Hell Baby comes out, you're going to like just show up in theaters and just randomly attack someone?
That seems to be mostly what I do these days. When I got super lazy, when I had a son and I got really lazy about writing stand-up material, now what I do is I walk through the audience and I mumble Bruce Springsteen and I touch people's boobs and chins.
Dudes' boobs, ladies' chins.
Pretty much.
Yeah. All right.
And you know what? It's almost better than any stand-up stuff I ever wrote, so it's fine.
That sounds super fun to me, and I we've been talking about it for a while now in the show, so I don't want to get into any of the same anecdotes, but Hell Baby knocked him dead at Sundance, so I hear.
Went over very well, yes.
People enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and...
So you saw it.
Distributors... Tom co-stars, co-created, co-wrote, and co-directed the project.
I did.
Hell Baby.
Yes. In fairness, while we were at Sundance, Ricky and I had a lengthy conversation that started something like this. Is Doug obsessed with you being naked in this movie?
I think it's interesting. If I was obsessed with her being naked in a movie, we would have talked a million times about The House on the Left, but I never bring that up.
I just Pete Holmes.
What's that?
That's only Pete,
Pete Holmes.
Holmes
is obsessed with that one. I'm just obsessed with this one because of the lead up to it, because she told me she was going to be naked.
Right.
And I was similarly obsessed with Sarah Silverman and Take This Waltz because it's just weird to have a girl you know say, I'm going to be really naked in this movie.
Is Sarah naked in Take This Waltz?
Yeah.
There's vagina.
It's
there's
crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Fronts?
How
fronts?
Naked she is.
Yes.
Frontsies.
Low frontsies?
Topsy-bottomy frontsies.
Yes. Topsy-bottomy frontsies.
No, yeah, that's the official Mr. Skin
rating. By the way,
you don't
rating.
See her butt, but you see the whole frontsies.
We owe the entire listening audience at home a moment to Google that.
You know what? I think they could pause it. They could pause it. So some people won't have to listen to this.
You can skip over this. You skipped over this.
All the non-pervs could just continue listening. Now you're driving people to look at her naked.
You're making everyone do it.
I'm into the song.
Ah, those
so
are the
many
days,
people.
It's
have
a shower
seen her.
Scene. I've seen it. It's a full frontal shower scene.
Somebody should take that scene and then dub in lines she had in Wreck-It Ralph.
And or Jesus is Magic, going back and forth.
Penelope Von Teets.
You, that will happen before this posts.
Well, maybe this will be one of those lost episodes then. Because I don't want to cause trouble for my friend. But I also, strangely, I enjoyed Wreck-It Ralph more than Take This Waltz. It was sexier.
How many shower scenes were there in Wreck-It Ralph?
Oh, man.
None, but they spent a lot of time near Candy, and that's pretty sexy to me. When they're in Candyland playing Sugar Rush, I'm into it. So Ricky Lindholm is also here, you guys. And you're going to get to see her vagina soon.
Yes. My mom is very
proud. On the big screen.
Yes.
And let's not talk about it anymore.
It wasn't that weird, though. I saw it with 500 people in an audience, and everyone was nice to me, so it was fine.
How could they? What are they? Someone's going to be mean to you?
Yeah. I don't know.
You call that a twat?
Not yet. Yeah.
I'll be honest.
One vocal critic
there's
of Sundance.
Literally, there is no way the feedback on that scene is not... Five chef hats up.
Chef hats full of boners.
I've seen it many times. There's no other feedback.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, it worked out great.
No, I was just scared there would be some weird.
I have some criticisms.
Weirdness. There'd be some. You have some criticism. Go ahead.
Yeah,
what
I
is
think
it?
Cordry's performance is really lacking in that scene.
In that scene, yeah.
You don't
Were
see
you
nearly
watching
enough
Cordry
of his penis.
Whole scene?
Yeah, I was watching Cordry.
It's too bad he doesn't have that little tuft of hair anymore.
From the Daily Show days.
I miss that tuft.
Because it could have gone. It could have like you know rose up while he was looking at you.
Could've yeah, I could have slicked it back. Yeah. I miss that tuft.
We could CGI that in now.
Yeah.
But so when exactly are we going to see Ricky's vagina is the question.
When are, I don't know.
Good God.
Is there a bidding war right now or something?
Yeah, actually, that's exactly what's going on.
Let's stoke that fire.
I probably can't get super specific about it. Right now, there's three very nice companies, that all of which I love a lot, who want to distribute the movie. So that's I probably shouldn't say that much more than that. But
smattering
and
of applause.
Audiences went bananas. Yeah. If you were there, thank you. That was fun.
You just basically tricked that one distributor that's interested by saying that there's three. So that's pretty smooth move.
Smart. That would have been really awesome.
Yeah. And Alex Berg is here, the current artistic director of this establishment.
Hello. Everything you see on this stage is my fault and mine alone. Thank you very much.
Blame him for everything. And also, he's in Hellboy.
Maybe.
He's in Hellboy.
I play Ron Perlman, the blue guy.
I play Abe Sapien in Hellboy.
No, you are in Hellbaby. Yeah.
You play two different characters.
I'm in Hellbaby twice. Yeah, this is true.
You also see Berg's vagina.
Yes,
you do.
And
yes.
That's not a joke.
One of my characters is named Mrs. Nussbaum.
Oh, Doug, you've seen the movie.
Yes, yeah,
you've seen it. You were like the first dude. We made a movie. We're like, you know who needs to see this movie immediately? Doug Benson.
Yeah, because you knew how obsessed I'd get about my friend's vagina.
Yeah.
Just getting a good look at it.
Aw, thanks.
All these years, I could have just said, let me just see it and get it over with, but I was respectful and waited until you did it in a motion picture.
And it's super tan. Right.
That three distributors are fighting over.
By the way, most of the great loves of my life, the way I started was I said, let's see it and get it over with. And then that's what led to, and then literally cut to a montage of us in Paris.
Don't you wish you could kind of do that, though? Like, before going on a date?
Yes.
Believe you me. Yeah, like,
You'd just be like,
there are lots of surprises out there.
Like, if you work in airport security, you could run over a girl after she's been through the thing and then ask her out.
That's true.
I don't know, but if you go to a brothel in Reno, like, apparently the hookers check you out first.
Oh. They grab your junk?
Yep.
Really?
Wow.
I mean, this is what I heard from a bro. a bro of mine who died, who can't be looked up.
Did you film Reno 911 in Reno?
No. Oh. Never. But I've been there on occasion.
Just to see whether the rumors were true or not.
Right.
Just to see if junk checked.
I was actually the grand marshal of the homecoming parade for the University of Nevada, Reno.
And not many people can say that.
Here's the thing.
You're the only one.
When you're in a parade in Reno, there is no one left who's not in the parade, who is interested in a parade, to come look at it. Everybody who would look at a parade is in the parade.
Yeah.
So you are parading for no one.
My partner, Kate, is always the Grand Marshal of the Nazareth, Pennsylvania Kazoo Parade, and it's the same deal.
There's nobody left.
That's more surprising in Nazareth, because that's such a huge kazoo market.
I know.
It's shocking.
They fucking control kazoos with an iron fist.
Has your partner seen your vagina yet?
Not yet. She wants... I mean, she's probably seen it in real life, I'm assuming. We get changed
right?
a lot in
People
front of each
peek.
Other. Maybe she hasn't looked. I don't know. I'm assuming she has. I've seen hers. It's
I can
great.
Tell you. I can tell you somebody. Here's somebody that I don't think has seen your vagina that was
My
probably
dad.
Looking forward to the film. Your dad.
Yes.
And also Zach Galifianakis.
Probably. Is he here?
Yay!
Oh,
yay!
The middle seat.
And he's ready to start his lecture at a college.
What an entrance.
College course.
It's right around
He's
this
looking,
area.
You're
it's somewhere
right
between
at
here
it.
And here, and between here and here.
Yeah, that checks out.
Yeah.
At least it didn't get weird. My friend. My good friend.
He's one of the
Alex,
few
nice to meet you.
Oh, you guys haven't met before?
No, I don't believe so.
There you go.
I met Zach for the first time in December.
Really?
Mm-hmm, really.
Let's hear all about it.
Oh, it's December 12th.
Yes. It was at the Comedy Bang Bang show, Christmas show.
Oh,
backstage.
Okay.
Yeah, we had not met before, and now we have.
That Comedy Bang Bang brings comedians together.
Mm-hmm.
Did. Oh, it's oh fuck you. That was.
Call, Tom, can I have some more wine?
Of course. Thank you. If you're mad about that, call Hot Sauce for Men.
Yeah, his number is 818.
Should we give it out right now?
555.
Yeah.
He's got the movie number. If you call the movie number, he answers.
Yeah.
Somebody has to have it. But thanks for coming by, Zach. You texted me a little while ago, is there room on the show? And I said, of course, the show is a tribute to Hell Baby. Mm-hmm. I'm sure you don't have any problems with Hell Baby.
No.
Looking forward to seeing it.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be good. Rob Corddry and Keegan-Michael Key is so funny.
Oh, he's so
he steals the movie.
He does steal the movie.
Jesus Christ, he's funny in it.
He saw it for the first time at Sundance.
I mean, I hate
so
to accuse
funny.
A black man of stealing, but...
No, he stole that movie.
Particular
it's not an accusation, it's a fact.
He fucking ran away with it
everything
like Precious
said
and some
funny.
Chicken!
Oh, running with chicken. Yeah.
That just went on the poster.
Like Precious with chicken, he ran away. That's
like Precious with chicken.
Mm-hmm.
So Zach is here to not really promote anything, or do you have anything you want to say that'll get you in trouble, like something about Hangover 3 and what mm-hmm. happens in it?
No, I'm just going to be the Grand Marshal at University of Las Vegas, Reno.
Right. Oh,
can I tell you?
Oh, God.
First comedian to ever do it, so I'm really excited.
Oh, Jesus.
They finally got Las Vegas in there. They got some Las Vegas folks in the Reno parade.
By the way, what you don't know about how depressing this gets, and then, so I went up, I was like, oh, this will be really cool. I'm in the outfit. Everyone thought I was a Lieutenant Dangle impersonator. 100% of people thought that. And then they'd get close and they'd go, oh, fuck, oh, you really came and did this. That's sad.
That's heartwarming.
And then...
We thought we were only worthy of a fake dangle.
Yeah. They knew it. So then, by the way, checking out in the morning, I was like, hey, can I get a late checkout because I have to go do the parade of your town? That's the only thing that happens here all fucking year. Is there any chance I could check out an hour later so I don't have to change out of my Lieutenant Dangle outfit in the car? And the answer was, no, we can't do that. Then... The University of Nevada, Reno, their credit card got declined when I was checking out. So I myself paid to stay in the hotel. It's a wonderful story, isn't it? Yeah.
I liked it. It has a lot to do with movies.
Yeah.
And I do love and miss Reno 9/11, though. It was really...
This is one of my favorites. This is one of the great. Okay, so Zach signed.
Has Zach signed this?
No. Mm-hmm.
Okay, Zach signed this nice. Garfunkel & Oates CD. So somebody has something from Zach.
Yes.
And Tom brought his movie that he wrote with Robert Ben Gurion, the writing movies for fun and profit.
Some people call it a book.
Yeah. But don't. What did I call it?
Let's not get hung
a
up
movie.
On it.
You called it a movie.
I called it a movie. It's going to be a movie, isn't it?
It's an old-fashioned movie where all the cells are pages.
We just sold the rights of our screenwriting book.
It's your next project after Hell Toddler.
We sold it to that Tay Zonde who did Chocolate Rain.
Oh. Yeah.
Wow.
Wait, now you mean you sold a copy of the book to that guy.
I believe that's what I said.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. And then Alex brought a... this is a book, right?
That's a book.
I want
to
describe
yeah.
things properly.
Yeah, it's a book. It's rectangular, pages, words.
And what's,
nine yards.
And what's it
called?
New Orleans,
it's so called Mad Madame LaLaurie. It's Tales of the Most Haunted House in New Orleans, which is, if you ever take a ghost tour in New Orleans, there's one part of the tour that gets fucked up, and it's the Mad Madame LaLaurie section.
We all took a ghost tour together, so.
Yeah.
Have you taken that ghost tour in Anaheim at Disneyland? There's a whole house full. Oh, that's good. Zach also signed a dollar.
We got the usual, just absolute ton of stuff from
Garfunkel & Oates.
If you're listening at home, though, what you missed was Zach opening his billfold, flipping past $10,000 in cash. Literally, like, it was a scene from Scarface, where he was just like, who's
this guy? Who's that guy? You're all my friends.
And then he got to a dollar, and then he signed it.
I specialize in a nonverbal podcast comedy.
uh, let me just ask really, very quickly, because we're already behind schedule. Tom is just sweating up a storm down there. How can you play a doctor in a motion picture?
Yeah.
Like, it wouldn't you look Doug, like the worst doctor just sweating and wiping his brow the whole time?
In a motion picture. Doug, I'm a doctor. I'm either somebody's gynecologist.
Oh, okay, you're always
you
a doctor.
You played a doctor more than once.
Yeah. I play mostly a doctor. In fact, my son
you're
today...
You're Christopher Nolan's go-to doctor.
Yes. I said to my three-and-a-half-year-old...
Too bad there weren't any doctor dreams in Inception. They were too busy dreaming about trying to kill each other.
I said to my son today, I said, you know what daddy does. He says, yeah, you're a doctor. But I think that's, as someone pointed out, here was the real bummer of last year. As cool as it was being Bruce Wayne's doctor, I was also the gynecologist in What's Your Number, which people pointed out right away. That's all right.
And you're in What to Expect When You're Expecting.
Why do we shit on this movie?
I didn't even say it with the shit in my mouth.
Yeah, you did though.
No, I said you're in it. I named a movie that you're in.
By the way, that was Time Magazine's number 8 worst film of 2012.
Hey!
I saw that
accomplishment.
But I saw that it didn't make a lot of the lists.
I would put it some
worst
closer.
Movies. Like it didn't get brought up
often. It's not Cloud Atlas, yeah.
Huh?
It wasn't Cloud Atlas.
Cloud Atlas was on every list?
It made a couple.
Because I like Cloud Atlas.
Was it good?
No.
Wow,
there
terrible.
Is somebody that regrets that 3 hours.
Yeah.
No!
No good!
I paid $16 to see it. It was no good!
Lots of clouds, no Atlas.
Quick question. I know that we need to give up the theater at dawn, but what's it about?
It's like 7 different stories that take place in different time periods with a lot of the same cast wearing ridiculous makeup. Mm-hmm. Like Hugh Grant plays a lot of characters and most of them aren't white men that look like Hugh Grant.
Right.
Did you ask if it was about rape? Is that what you said?
I don't think he did.
That's what I heard. I heard rape.
Oh, I whispered that in your ear.
Oh, okay.
It's just Zach.
I'm positive that's not what I said.
I swear I heard that. Yeah. I don't know what's
Or maybe
going
you
on
just smell my clothes.
By the way, not to be like the sort of, you right there, you were the student from David Mamet's Oleana who just hears rape all the time. By the way, that Oleana joke was for no one.
I saw Oleana on Broadway with Julia Stiles.
Of course you would, because you're
it
a girl who
fine.
Goes, rape, rape,
yeah.
rape.
Rape, I hear rape.
I saw it here in L.A. with Kevin Bacon's wife, Kira Sedgwick.
Yeah, she played the college student?
No, he just went to the theater with her. They just had a 2-for-1 pass on tickets.
Oh, you had a Groupon.
Yeah. It was a Groupon to see Oleana.
I had a Groupon with the Bacons.
Yeah.
Zach, have you been to the movies? Too busy? Let's go to see a motion picture?
No, I haven't gone to the theater in a while.
Did you see Searching for Sugar Man?
Yeah.
You did?
I saw that one.
That's
yeah.
really good, right?
Yeah, really good. I saw that at home.
I haven't seen it.
Yeah, it's really, really, really good.
I downloaded it today off iTunes, $3.99.
And another Boom. One is another. Oh, I saw The Queen of Versailles. Have you seen that?
Oh, I've heard
oh,
that.
So
I've heard
good.
That's fantastic.
Oh, it's so good.
It's so good. When they find the dead bearded lizard.
Oh, yeah.
That's really fucked up.
Yeah, I auditioned.
That might have been one of the weirdest things in a movie I've ever seen.
Yeah, that's a great movie.
That we just don't talk about as a nation. There's a dead lizard, huge lizard in that movie.
Yeah, great doc.
Oh.
Great, if you're into dead lizards, it's the doc of the year.
You gotta see this doc. Shut up, just say documentary.
You haven't seen it, Doug?
You're gonna need to see it, Doug.
Doug, have you not seen it?
What?
Queen of Versailles, you haven't
seen it? I have
not
seen that one yet.
It's so good.
Oh my God, this movie was made for you.
Mm-hmm. I've got it, well,
Do you like fake boobs and dead lizards?
Bearded ones?
Do you like...
The boobs are not bearded.
Do you like a not very recent limousine pulling up to McDonald's and ordering a 50-piece McNuggets? Yeah, it's shit
Wait,
like
they
that.
Followed me around with a camera? I'm the Queen of Versailles?
Yeah. Yeah, the Cuban place. The Cuban place.
Yeah, Versailles.
Yeah, the one down in La Cienega?
Yeah.
So much garlic.
Have you been to movies, Alex?
I think the last thing I saw was Django. I had a crazy... Oh, no, I saw some stuff at Sundance. I saw In a World, and I saw our movie, and I guess that's it. So, no, not really.
But
Link Bell's... In a World is the movie where they snuck shot it at Disney World.
No, that's Escape from Tomorrow.
I saw that movie.
How was that?
Because
like
that would be a good title for that too.
I saw that.
You did, and
I generally don't give a ton of movie reviews in public because I work in. Because
you're too busy scratching your balls. What's going on?
Sweaty.
Jesus.
Ball scratching bastard.
My question about that movie was, if they had shot it at Knott's Berry Farm, would I give a fuck? Yeah, I said that.
Yeah,
I think I'd want to see that. If they shot it at Knott's Berry Farm,
would I give a fuck?
No.
I want to see that. I'd be like, are they going to go on Montezuma's Revenge?
Are they going to go on rides I've never heard of?
Yeah.
Are they going to watch this Snoopy Eye Spectacular?
The short thing I would argue is like, this guy's going to win. Like, people are going to give him medals because he shot a movie in Disneyland about an angry family who's having a bad time. People have been shooting shitty movies of their family having a bad time at Disneyland since 1955.
I have nothing to say to that except for, let the games begin. Zach put his mic down and cracked his knuckles, so he's here to play today. Let's do a quick ABCD's Nuts with... Yes, please. I should be holding two pens.
I can tell you needed that.
let's spell out Hell Baby. And have any of you guys played this game before?
No.
It's just when the next letter of Hell Baby gets to you, you have to think within like 3 seconds of a movie that begins with the same letter.
The same letter, okay.
And if you match me what I wrote down before the show, because I try to sync up with you guys, your minds, then you win automatically if you match. But it doesn't happen very often, and you'll see how ridiculous it is as we proceed.
Wait.
So we're spelling Hell Baby. So Alex,
I start.
Movie that begins with the letter H.
I'll go with Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle.
Oh, that's excellent. Yeah,
thank you.
People are impressed. I went with Hot Tub Time Machine that features Tom Lennon
and Rob Corddry.
Mm-hmm. Yep, from Hell Baby.
Sure.
By the way, and both Corddry and I were in the subsequent Harold and Kumar movies 2 and 3.
There was a third one.
God damn.
There was. It was in 3D.
The fucking star of that, you asshole. I spent 4 months in Detroit, Michigan with fucking triplets strapped to my fucking dick while they poked me in the eyeball and said, you're not my dad.
Sounds phenomenal.
That sounds like an unexpected journey.
For a movie that made almost $3 million at the box office.
I saw it.
You heard the part where I said 3.
I saw a part of it on cable TV recently because it was the holidays, and I was very entertained by it. And I was cracking up at like some of the 3D things they were doing because I was like, it was making me laugh that if I saw it in a theater, I'd laugh really hard at how corny the 3D things were.
Yeah.
But watching it at home where it's not even 3D is even funnier.
Yeah.
The letter is E, Ricky.
Ever After.
That is a movie that begins with E. I also picked a lady favorite. I feel bad. I think it's bad to say chick flick, right? Okay, it's fine. I picked a fucking stupid chick flick. No. It's one I've only seen clips of, but I enjoy Easy A.
Easy A. I liked that movie.
Yeah, right? Sure. See, that's a good one. Okay, L to you, Zach.
The Longest Yard. Does that count?
Yeah, it counts. Did the remake have the at the beginning?
It counts, doesn't it?
No,
you can't say.
But in the library they put the
you can't count.
The
No, you're absolutely right about that. But in this game, because there's so many goddamn movies that begin with the, you could
Yeah. Oh, you want me to do another one?
Yes, please.
Lost in Translation.
See, that's good.
Because
if that was called The Lost in Translation, nobody would have gone. I picked Let's Go to Prison. Yeah. Okay, so it's B to you, Tom.
Tom wrote.
Wait, we only had one L.
Didn't Tom write that movie?
What? I did.
Yeah.
Yeah. Initially.
No, I wrote it entirely.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, you're right. There is a second. Yeah. There is a second L.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You were all set for that, weren't you?
No, I wasn't. Oh okay. No, but no, I did write that movie also that Bob Odenkirk directed. Yeah. it was a fucking mess.
I do like that Dax Shepard though quite a bit.
Oh, yum.
Not that way.
Did I say that out loud?
Not that way.
Why not that way?
Chai McBride is always a delight.
There's some good stuff in that movie.
Okay.
Let's go Les Miserables.
Oh, that's a good one.
Was that same as
yours? Would have been a good match.
No.
I should have written that.
Oh.
I wrote Leaving Las Vegas, which I'm pretty sure you didn't write or appear in.
It's been a while. I don't know. I think no.
And it was that kind of set.
I'm pretty sure no, because it won a bunch of awards.
Oh. Oh.
Oh, no, please. I'm super happy.
Okay, back to you, Alex. Now we're at letter B, finally.
Now we're at B?
We're at baby. B, baby.
We'll go with... I just completely blanked.
Time
we'll go
is
with Bear. The answer is Bear. The shitty mid-90s movie Bear that I remember hating when I was 7 years
about
old.
A bear? Yeah.
No, it was literally a movie called Bear, and I remember falling asleep
bear?
In the theater when I was 8 years old watching
real?
It. I'm almost
it
certain.
It doesn't sound real.
If it's fake, it's because I've lied to myself for years about what the worst movie of my childhood was.
Okay, well, we'll come back to that.
It's about a big burly guy with a beard who picks up dudes in gay bars.
Yeah.
I showed that to you.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, I kept telling you it was research.
Are we still on B?
I went with Bad Teacher featuring Tom Lennon.
Nice.
Now, A, Ricky, A is your...
This is literally like A Christmas Carol, where you remind me of all the shitty stuff I've done.
Should I? I was going to say...
This is like, literally, so basically...
I'm the ghost of your film's past. Right.
I've just gone to bed. I put on my nightcap. I ate my porridge. And then Doug Benson floats in the room.
It's the bear. Alex is
it's,
out.
It's the
now
bear.
I'm
out.
You.
Yeah,
B to you. The bear.
B. B, Ricky.
Movie.
B.
Oh, another B.
Yeah,
oh,
B.
I'm trying to think of a Tom Lennon movie now.
Bacon's
already.
Groupon?
Bacon Groupon.
Is it called Bacon's Groupon?
Yeah, that movie.
You're out?
I'm out. It was,
oh, you're
it was
out.
The Bear. It turned
oh,
out
it was
it's the Bear, 1988.
Oh,
let's just move
planned.
On to A, because I already said Bad Teacher on A movie.
Oh, okay.
So go, I want to give you a chance. So A.
Oh,
let's
A.
Do a.
Atonement.
Oh. I did not write
that's
that.
That's not it.
No, I went with A Very Harold and Kumar 3D Christmas.
Movie.
Zach.
And this is the point where I look and I say, Spirit, make it not so. What day is it? Hi, Doug Benson.
The one as big
as me?
Blade Runner.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
Oh, man, that's a great one.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck it. Don't even ask me. Yentl.
Wait, show off. What do you think I picked for B?
Oh, there's
B.
Another B. I thought, oh,
no, no, I'm
A.
just asking. I'm just asking.
Oh,
Zach,
let's go
did. Zach did it successfully, but what
right.
did I pick? B.
B.
Something with Tom Lennon.
Not Bad Teacher.
Mm.
This is sad because I don't know my life that well.
Brino 911. Miami.
Preventin again.
Yeah, brought to
a spectrum. Oh, fuck. I don't know. What the fuck is it?
Memento. No, it's Balls of Fury. Balls.
Wow, that's a legitimate bummer that I actually could not remember that.
That's a fun cable view, I think. I enjoy that on cable. And then, but you got the letter Y. You said Yentl, and I picked You Only Live Twice because Yolt is weirder to yell than YOLO.
Yep.
So that was ABCD's Nuts. You guys did great.
Well,
except for Alex.
Except for me. I got eliminated.
Except for Alex.
Named the wrong movie from 1988. Knocking it out of the park.
Yeah. I'm going to call Tom the winner of that, just because I can do that sort of thing. And now's the part where we pick name tags to determine who you're going to play for in the final game of the evening, for which we have about 6 minutes to play. But we'll get it in. This section's a little light in name tags over here. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Just go and grab whoever you want to play for. Grab their name tag. Is your name Mike, the guy with the three guys named Mike poster? All right, Ricky picked that right away. Did you write a shithead on the back, Mike?
Yes.
Okay, so don't say the shithead out loud. Where'd he write it?
Oh, it's on the handle. There you go.
All right, so if you lose today, hand me that. Zach picked a book. Alex has a map that has, they just scribbled Justin over the map of the world.
This is Justin's world.
Yeah.
Usually I go for some type of food.
We
I
just
like,
podcast
I like
pastry. In it.
I like pastries. I like cakes with Doug's face on it. But I
oh,
didn't
yeah.
see any
did,
food.
Did anybody bring a food item tonight? No food items?
All
right.
I always like food because I can eat it while I'm up here.
I think everybody here has probably won once, so they're all like, they don't need
they're
to bother
it.
With it anymore.
Yeah.
But so we got Justin. Alex is playing for Justin.
Justin.
And
I don't know who I'm playing for. What's your name? Oh, Mike. Okay, Mike.
Okay. Yeah, because it's three guys named Mike. Is
but
the name
tag? There's a lot of other names.
Here, turn it around so everybody can see that it's not just a FedEx box.
There's a lot of names on here. Though,
yeah,
so
it's
it could be anything,
a movie that starred Jane Wyman and Van Johnson called Three Guys Named Mike.
Mm-hmm.
And Alex is going to try to post his poster up there. Mm-hmm. We'll see if that works. Yes,
worked
it
out
does.
Perfectly. That's why he wrote
first
this.
That's why he's the artistic director. Now Zach's going to jam his book in there and make it all fall down. But Tom's still scratching his balls through it all. Tom, that's the best adhesive is just lick the back of something.
That's how we play in the show.
And then, what is? Tom, pick up your microphone. What is that? What is? It's a couple of dogs.
Just goes, couple dogs, and it just says, "How can you say no?"
I guess you can't.
I said it in a dog voice.
Yeah, and what's the name on the
Jessica.
Name tag? Jessica.
Jessica.
Okay, so Tom's playing for Jessica.
The female lead of The Merchant of Venice.
Oh.
Fuck you.
What? Jessica Lange? Who is it? I don't know.
What?
No, the actual play.
Oh.
The play.
Oh, it was a play?
Zach, you have a book.
I have a book. I'm playing for, I guess, a wizard.
Oh, the book's called The Wizard of Oz?
Oh, I didn't.
And
I thought it was about ounces.
How is that?
I thought it was a guy
that's,
that was really good with ounces.
I used to have a dealer that went by that name.
Yeah, Wizard of Oz. But what is your name?
Yeah, what's your name?
The Wizard of Ounces.
The Wizard of Ounces is your name.
Your name is
your name. Wizard of Ounces.
What's your actual name?
Carmen.
Carmen?
Let's stick with the Wizard of Ounces.
I like that better too.
All right, and so you just brought a book, and Zach picked it.
I've never held a book before.
It's a simple process.
It's interesting.
And Ricky's playing for Mike. Okay, so we'll do one round, and some of you won't even get to play probably, but we got time issues.
I can't wait to lose it.
What
this
are
game.
The time issues?
There's another program like that follows us every week called Put Your Hands Together.
Uh-huh.
And,
I'm not familiar with it.
I like to... It's like Comedy Bang Bang, but not Comedy Bang Bang.
I don't perform here anymore because they don't pay.
It's still a... oh, my God.
I have a general flat fee.
Yeah. way I see it, Amy Poehler owes me $5,400. All the free shit I've given her in this pathetic audience.
But this is all, everyone that's here today got in for free. They didn't even charge for this, so I can't really complain
about
not
getting paid. I'm $90,000 into my UCB career.
Yeah.
The other way.
That's okay. Well, if you had something you wanted to try out in front of an accepting and thrilled audience,
yeah.
Put Your Hands Together is now the stand-up show that follows this.
Mm-hmm. And how much do they pay?
You get two cheese doodles and a free hat.
Hey, yeah, why am I defending this shit? You're the artistic director.
I'm one of like four people in the country who gets paid to be at
there's
this theater.
There's good beverages backstage, though.
I hear there's free water and beer nowadays. Yeah.
They have beer backstage now. Yeah. So I'm happy with the pay raise. And and we'll continue,
do
this show.
Do you remember that show, The Pajama Game?
Mm-hmm.
No one else. I think of Bananas and Pajamas.
Fuck it, let's move on then. It's like the Union show. We should do one of those about UCB. But just a goof. We're just goofing.
All right, I'll put it on the schedule. It's done.
Okay, great, done.
You we'll make it happen.
I accepted it, it's done.
When great. You know the artistic director here, you can do anything you want for no money. That's part of it. That's part of the philosophy is that since people are paying small prices to get in and the comics aren't being paid, that you can try out material and take risks and not necessarily do your A material. Good story. Let's play the game. Tom, we're going to let you go first.
Boom.
Then we'll go to Alex, since he's never played, and since Zach probably would rather just not even participate. You get to pick between three categories, Mr. Lennon.
Yeah.
Would you like celebrating a birthday today? The, I think, great Chris Parnell is celebrating a birthday. And he's popped up in a few films. Now he's the box, the progressive insurance box that talks.
Parnell is
and
that?
At the end he jumps into a pool and goes, Cannon box! Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's him. That. Pretty sure it's him.
And he's on Archer, right?
That's welcome. Yeah, he's on Archer and
Dr. Spichemek on 30
Cyril.
Rock.
Dr. Spichemek on the late great 30 Rock. Or at Delorium for Sale suggested martial art films, and that's films by either Gary or Penny Marshall.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And at BYAO Dr. Holmes, Bio Dr. Holmes, suggested Zero Mark Hurdy. And that's movies where Mark Wahlberg does not get into a fight.
So great.
Which one of those would you like to play?
Fuck. There's two amazing categories. So, I think let's run Zero Mark Hurdy up the flagpole.
Okay.
And just, talk about some movies where Mark Wahlberg does not hurt someone.
Yeah, and just so you know, the Chris Parnell movie that I picked was from 2007. It was, mm-hmm. It's called Hot Rod. All right, but we're going Zero Mark Hurdy.
Mm-hmm.
The year, Tom, is 2008.
Mm-hmm.
Two stars from Leonard.
Mm-hmm.
He says about this movie that it is tense, and he also says that spins its wheels with nowhere to go. And I may have said too much. And he lists, there's a person with three names. That gets tricky. Nine names listed. How many names do you think you can get it in?
2008.
How many names do you think you get it in? Dr. Dangle.
2008.
Yeah, if you keep saying it.
Some of us think for a living.
How many?
I can get it in. I can get it in three names.
Okay, that's a bold opening bid, Alex. What are you going to do with that?
Oh man, I don't think I can beat three names. I guess I have to go two, right?
You can tell him to name it.
Oh, and I can call him
does,
out on it.
If he does, then
name
he wins. You're saying name it?
No, I meant I will name it. I think between two stars and the year, I think I know it.
Okay.
You think between two and the year you know it? Name it.
All right. So he gets three names, though.
No.
What if cowards die a thousand deaths and I just name it now?
Well, you could have bid zero names.
But I didn't know it till right
you
now.
You could have qualified. You could have gone negative one or
I'm
two.
I'm going two stars. I'm going the year.
So you're feeling confident. But I'll give you the three names if you want.
I don't want them. I want to go down like a fucking blaze of glory.
You just want to say the answer.
I literally, do you remember the end of the movie, Butch Cassidy and the
Sundance Kid? Are you
going
to throw your microphone down? Are you going to jump off?
Probably am.
Is this going to be a Yentl moment?
Are you going to run out into the square, guns blazing?
I'm going to tape my boobs down like Yentl and run out into the courtyard, even though I have no ammunition. And I'm going to say it's a film with Mark Wahlberg and Jennifer Aniston called The Rockstar.
No.
I think it's a Charlie Theron movie with the cars,
movie. No, it wasn't The Rockstar.
No, it's a movie with Zooey Deschanel called The Happening.
Wait, that was a shit movie.
I'll take it back. One. He doesn't get in a screaming fight with a plant that he slaps and attacks. I'm dead serious.
With the who? He's in a fight with bees,
he fights no plants in
he
that
He sucker
film?
Punches a rhododendron at one point.
I'm not kidding at all.
It's silk.
He doesn't get...
Say what you just said.
He hits a plant.
Oh, and does he get hurt in this scuffle?
That was the category.
It's called Zero Mark Hurdy.
The
Zero Hurdy. Did the plant retaliate?
What you said was Mark Wahlberg doesn't get into a fight, is what the way you introduced the category, sir. Am I wrong? Audience.
Yes.
You are. Okay. Cheese and so, crackers.
I just want to say that's a very inaccurate description of the happening. When I don't think he gets into a fight in The Rockstar, the one where he plays the blah, blah, blah.
Tom, I want you to stop and realize you're defending the happening
for any reason. If I didn't want to sit through Rockstar again, I'd watch it because I bet you he gets in a fight at some point. This was a tough category to pick, like, because also you could argue that in I Heart Huckabees he gets in a fight because Jason Schwartzman hits him with a big red ball in the face a bunch of times.
I wasn't going to argue that.
But that's not necessarily.
No one was going to argue that because we're not insane.
I mean, the guy fucking makes a movie with a teddy bear and there's a fight scene.
The guy makes a movie with some plants and there's many fight scenes. So this category is bullshit. This fucking jury is bullshit. This podcast is bullshit.
This world is bullshit.
All right, let's do one more then.
I have a joke movie.
Let's give you another one to complain about, because none of these films were actually directed by Gary Marshall or Penny Marshall.
Does it go to Bert now, or is it me again? Okay,
we're gonna do that category again, but we're gonna start with Ricky, mm-hmm. and it's clean slate. Nobody has a point. Mm-hmm. The winner of this next round will be the definitive winner, no matter what Tom feels about this particular category. And I want to do martial art films because awesome. I'm showing one of the greatest martial art films, Gary Marshall, on February 13th, Valentine's Day, Cine Family Interruption. Couple of tickets are left. All right, Ricky.
Yeah.
Get ready, Zach.
Okay.
3 stars from Leonard for this movie, directed by Penny Marshall or Gary Marshall. It's from 1992, and Leonard calls it thoroughly entertaining. And he says, later, it was briefly a TV series. And he names 14 names? 15 names, 15.
I can do it in 13 names.
You know, that's why you do well on this game, is you bit smart, and you also, you don't give away the fact that you have no idea what it is.
Right.
Zach?
Gary Marshall.
I think like 12 names would probably be the smartest bit at this point. I think 13 names is too many for someone as smart as Ricky.
12 names. I can do it in 12.
Tom?
Well, sure, 11. Okay.
What?
11, sure.
Oh, 11, he says.
Yeah.
Guess I'm going 10.
Oh. Now we got ourselves... Now everybody's gotten to play, so this is exciting.
Name that movie, Ricky. What are you doing?
You
bitch.
I feel like Alex doesn't know any movies.
I have no idea what's going on.
You're giving him 10 names?
Yeah.
10 names? All right.
Ricky, you can
1992, 3 stars, 10 names? Great, bring it on.
Oh my God.
I'm just excited because there's no way for Tom Lennon to win.
I spent a lot of time with Alex, and I feel like he doesn't know.
Yeah, Ricky knows how dense I am. That's the problem.
I feel really sorry for any plants that are between here and Tom Lennon's house tonight.
I feel like that was the viral video from that film, was him fighting a plant. Him going, you think you're smarter than me? We're going to outlast you.
I may be totally underestimating.
Look, oh, now you're looking at me.
That's how he does.
Oh, now you're going to outlast you. Now you're photosynthesizing.
What's happening? I don't understand what's happening.
Okay. You're doing it.
10 names.
10 names.
And it's one of the Marshalls directed it, briefly a TV series, thoroughly entertaining. 3 stars. And your 10 names are Bill Pullman, Taya Leone, Janet Jones, Tracy Reiner, Anne Cusack, Renee Coleman, Rosie O'Donnell, Megan Kavanaugh, Gary Marshall, and David Strathairn.
Man, I'll say this. After those first 2 names, the other 8 don't really help much, do they?
I know it now.
Wait, what do you mean?
You know it now?
What do you mean they don't help much?
I knew you would know it.
Rosie O'Donnell's a strong name in this field.
I should have kept going.
Ann Cusack, Janet Jones, Taya Leone. Any guess?
Oh, I know this is so fucking wrong. Oh.
But just guess a movie directed by one of the Marshalls, if you didn't even know that.
Yeah, that's my backup. I know this is wrong, but I'm going to say Krippendorf's Tribe.
A League of Their Own.
God damn it! Is that what it is?
Your answer is incorrect. Oh, yeah. The answer is A League of Their Own. The lady that Gina Davis's character was based on died yesterday, I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah, passed away.
Sad. Yeah,
so
but good. She made it a long time. Mm-hmm. And she had a movie about her.
Right.
So that's
and
exciting.
And a TV series briefly.
So Mike wins the prize bag.
Yay!
Let me run it quickly by Tom Lennon. Smell it. Look at it. There you go. Oh, he flipped Tom Lennon off.
Whoa.
That is a sore winner. Give that back. Give it back. He said he was joking. People don't do that enough.
Tom. Adopt a plant stance.
Tom. I was joking.
Adopt a plant stance.
Joking.
Quit sweating.
Do you understand comedy? This
is
a joke.
They're making out. They're making out. It's happening. Oh, my God.
Oh, he's on him.
He's going to try to touch your chin.
He's kissing his ear. He's kissing his ear.
Tom should be wearing shorts.
He's got his mouth on his ear. So, congratulations to Mike. And, does your poster have a shithead on the back of it, Alex?
What? 2 weeks later, did you hear that Tom got hepatitis?
No.
Yeah, the worst kind. Ears up,
Justin
he's
at?
A doctor.
Where's Justin at?
Where's Justin? Justin's back there somewhere.
Come on down, Justin. We got to get a shithead from you. You know how this works, right? Yeah, here you go. And there's no shithead on the back of this book, is there? You wouldn't deface
Eric, Justin.
A beautiful...
Give us
a shithead. Sir.
Frank Baum is a shithead.
No
but, you're going to do it on that? Okay, that's cool. No, that's fine. Go ahead.
Oh, wait. America can still point write out the cursive.
All right. Where's the girl with the Wizard of Oz book? Come on down. And you'll do it, too.
That's taken in for a game show
And is
already.
There a shithead on the back of the thing that you licked and stuck to the wall?
No.
Tom?
Will you
there was not?
There isn't?
No.
You sure? I don't believe it.
The answer is anybody from Twilight, I hear.
Oh, okay. Well, that's saying it out loud. That really that makes it work. I got a good one.
Oh, it's fun to see how the sausages are made, huh? Look at that.
Did you really write on the book?
Yeah.
Okay.
Amy Mann.
Close.
What's
it's really close.
I'm not going to show you now. You're just going to say it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Really close to
I'm going to hang on to it. I know how to wrap this thing up. Thank you to Alex Berg, Ricky Lindholm, Zach Galifianakis, and Tom Lennon. It's going to be a nice hour-long episode. And as always, Chris Anders is a shithead. And Robert Patterson is a shithead. And in her Wizard of Oz book, what's your name again?
Carmen.
Carmen wrote, Rain Man is a shithead.
Not Amy Man.
So close. We're going to watch another.